Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
And it is time for our Caregiver Corner program on AM 1300 KGLO. And with us on the KGLO live line, as we continue to social distance.
Yes, we are.
Hi, Lark Trickstead. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine as the beat goes on, you know.
Oh, there you go. Don't you like that picture?
I do, yes. The picture on the top of our program today is Sonny and Cher. Oh, my.
Way back.
That has to come from the television show that they did.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, that song was really back in 67. So, wow. You know.
I'm afraid to tell you how old I was in 1967.
I know.
But I do remember it well.
I do, too. I remember all the words. And that's, you know, I really love to do the research for our topic every week because often, you know, we tie a piece of trivia to our topic. And so in the lyrics to the song, there's several references to the various events that took place during the time of the song's release. Of course, you'll remember miniskirts.
Uh-huh.
The Vietnam War,
And
you would know this better than I, electric baseball scores. I didn't know that was a deal, but okay. So does that mean the little guy that used to be out there switching the numbers, that was no more then? Or
oh, man. Time flies when we're having fun, doesn't
there
it?
There you go. It seems like yesterday.
It does.
But there was also a line in there about grandma's in the rocking chair reminiscing, and really made me think that what an opportunity it is right now while we're socially isolating for caregivers to use reminiscing as a tool. And I think in the past we've probably talked about that too, but it really is a way to reduce boredom, improve self-esteem, and helps a person to feel recognized as an individual.
Ah, I see. Yeah. And you know, memories like Uncle Joe recalling the good old days when a Ford coupe was $500, gasoline was 19 cents a gallon, a postage stamp was 3 cents.
Eek.
And, you know, penny candy was actually a penny.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a treat.
It was. I used to go to the Atlas Meat Market and get penny candy after school.
Well, it's in every town had one. I used to go to a place called Sullivan's Grocery.
Oh.
And Mr. Sullivan would give us, he'd give us the candy for free if we spent a
dime. I know it. Wasn't that neat? So there we are. We're reminiscing. And reminiscing is it's a free flow process of thinking or talking about one's experience in order to reflect on and recapture significant events of our lifetime. And we all live in the present, but we still carry our past selves with us throughout our lives.
Yes, reviewing our lives and telling our stories leaves us with a sense of contentment with life and truly links our past to our present and one generation to the next generation.
Yeah, and, you know, now in hospice programs, along with family caregivers, they play a vital role in this process by reminding the dying person of the specific good that they have done in their lives or recalling contributions that they have made to the family and to society. And in the end, you know, that's really one of the most important things that we need when we die is to have a significant life story. So, you know, this is a way that we can accomplish this through journaling or having a diary, tape recording, and celebrating a person's life prior to death, or writing an ethical will, which includes all these lessons learned in life and the legacy a person wishes to leave behind. It's really neat. I read, my dad had journaled a few things, and I read it, and it just made me feel like I was touching him. So, you know, it's really a neat thing to do to leave for your children.
Wow, that's cool. That is cool.
Yeah.
So, thus, as they say, the beat goes on. Yeah. What can we pass on from one generation to the next?
And you know, really, we think that oh, I don't have much to offer, but every human being has some pearl or something that they can hand on to the next generation. And then I found this little tidbit. The song was sung at Sonny Bono's funeral, and the song's title was carved on his headstone. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really significant to his life story, too. And remember that despite the potential negative effects of social isolation that, you know, we're all doing right now, the COVID-19 outbreak demands we all practice it to protect our health and well-being. And we've done something on the website. We want you to try out some of our tips, or you can come up with your own creative ideas of how to use technology to help you stay connected. So Raul added, he's our computer guru. He added on the staying home page article about staying connected while staying home. And it is full of ideas and tips about how to do some things to preserve your sanity.
Oh, boy.
That thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really good for caregivers. It gives them some ideas. And also the those of us receiving care in home helps keep our minds occupied.
Sure.
So,
you bet.
There you go.
Well, Lark, what about the website? I know you were mentioning they can go find it. Where should they go to?
It's at NorthIowaSageLink.com, and it should pop up. If you just Google it, it should be right there. And then you can put it, you know, make it as a favorite or put it as an icon on your phone, and then you just click on it all the time. That's what I do, and it's very helpful, especially if I need a number to get somebody for, you know, like the online grocery things or just personal use myself.
Yeah, or just listen to us every week on the radio, and we'll remind you.
Yeah.
We'll do that kind of stuff.
We will. All right.
Lark, we'll always great.
Week.
Great to talk to you. Stay well, okay?
I will. Fare thee well.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Lark Trickstay with us today on our Caregiver Corner program on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.